kicked off.
Welcome to part two of the podcast.
That's okay. Right. Part two. That's part two. That's fine.
We'll add two parts on there.
All right. We can do two parts. Yeah. That's okay. That's fine.
People will just, they'll enjoy that first part and they won't listen to the second part.
That's right. Now, the show's most evil. That's the name of it.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Okay. Right. Yeah. Loud and clear.
Uh-huh. I hear you.
It's
the hug he was talking about.
Yeah, most evil. That was the name of the show.
Okay. I'll look for that. I'll Google that. I'll Netflix it or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I remember he was really bad. I just remember like he was that bad. So on the evil scale, he's a 22, which is really, that's really evil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just another win for Philadelphia.
Yeah. The most evil serial killer. Yeah. Ranked the highest.
Yes.
Hey, listen, when we do it, we do it right. And you know that.
We don't
mess around.
No. That's why people don't like us here in Philadelphia.
How the Flyers doing?
I don't know.
Yeah, I took the Flyers plus 2.5 last night, and it was 5-4, and they gave up 2 empty net goals, and I fucking lost. I said, why am I betting on the Flyers? That was my first mistake. With like, I don't know, a couple minutes left in the game, I thought I was going to win. And they pull the goalie. There's an one score. There's another one.
Oh my
you
God.
Lose.
Oh my God. Oh wow.
Although I'm doing pretty good with March Madness.
All right.
Yeah. So, you know, there's
so
still
it begins
games
again tomorrow, right?
Yeah, Villanova's playing tomorrow.
Nova.
I'll be watching that.
You play Nova.
I feel like Duke lost. Like, I don't watch it. You know, I mean, every once in a while it's on. You know, I'm not a basketball fan. I'm not pretending to be one, but I feel like Duke lost like 10 times already, but they're still in it. And they're still like in the Sweet 16, right? I just don't get it. I feel like they lost like 10 times. Every game I watch, they lost, but they're still in it. I'm like, how do they keep losing and winning? Maybe they lost before the tournament, and maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
They're still in it.
They're still in it. Yep.
They're playing.
So who do you have to win it all?
Villanova.
Oh my God. You're such a homer, dude.
You are such a homer.
He's such a homer.
I mean, I'm going to root for them anyway.
Yeah.
Nova.
Villanova.
Nova.
What time do they play tomorrow?
They are playing around 7:30, I believe.
Who do they play?
Yeah.
Duke. Aren't they your Apple monitor?
They are playing
your Apple monitor. You see what I did?
I got it. I laughed. That was good.
Sorry.
That was good.
Yeah, you went to Nova, didn't you?
I hear you. I went to Nova.
Who are they playing, dude? You don't even know who they're playing, do you?
They're playing Michigan. Yeah, they're playing Michigan.
Okay.
Where the hell? I'm looking at my bracket. I'm first place in my bracket, too.
And you don't even know who they're playing.
Wait a minute. I'm looking
Nova
at my bracket. Where the hell
all.
Did they go?
Where did they go? They lost. You missed it.
It's a gutsy call, Nova winning it all. I don't know about that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, they're playing Michigan tomorrow. I'm looking at the wrong bracket. Sorry. Yes, they are. It's 7:29 is the tip off.
Okay. Huggy, will you be watching that?
So,
you know, no.
Okay.
No, I won't. I don't really care.
Okay.
I really don't. Yeah, it's just kind of all meaningless to me. I mean, people love it and they get into it. And that's great.
You're gonna go to the bar and watch it, or are you just gonna watch it at home, Applehead?
I'm going out.
I'm going out.
I think
out.
I might get an early. I'm gonna get an early start. My seat.
Ready to bug.
One beer. Glug 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 glug. Another one. Glug 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 glug.
7:30 comes. I'm kind of wasted, but I'll keep going.
Yeah. I missed the game because I passed out.
I got a question for you, Applehead. Like, if I go to a bar, right, and I'm frequent flyer at that bar and I tip well at that bar, and I go to the bar and the bar is packed, right? And I have, me and my wife were there, and just say we have 3 beers each, total of 6 beers.
Is this a math problem?
No, this is a question.
Oh, okay.
You know, they know my name, they know my wife's name. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to cash out now. I cash out, and my bill is $6.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did they do that purposely?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, that means you're a regular, and it, you know, they threw you a couple free beers, probably.
And that, I mean, they probably were killing it on St. Patrick's Day. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, is that normal? Like, is that, like, can you do that? Like, they won't get, like, that's just.
No, usually bartenders will have a comp tab.
Okay.
Depending on the bar, it depends on how much they're allowed to, you know, comp.
Okay.
So they probably just comp your beers, and you just throw them a nice tip.
I did. I gave them, I
gave them 50 cents.
No, I gave them $40 for a tip.
Oh,
you
wow.
Hand the 50 cents in their hand, you wink at it and be like, thanks.
Well, I figured my tab was going to be that amount, right?
So, yeah.
So I just gave them, paid for my beers. But I just gave it to them as a tip.
You both had 3 beers apiece?
Yeah.
And they charged you $6?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So I was like, here's $40.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how much very generous.
Yeah, how much I was going to spend anyway.
That was very nice of you to do that.
Well, that's how you get the free beers, Huggy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're doing it right.
Okay.
Especially if, you know, you're there a lot.
Yeah, when I'm there, I always tip good. Like, you know, they take
sometimes.
I gotta admit, like maybe 3 times ago, I went did the same thing, and she gave my bill. My bill was blank.
Was just, really?
Yeah. On purpose, you know. And I was like, oh, here's $60.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, yeah. I've done that.
So that's completely. I didn't know how they do that or whatever. My wife said, "Is that legal?" And I'm like, "Yeah." I was like, "Of course, they can do whatever they want." So like, yeah, but they're ripping off the bar. And I'm like, no, they're not.
No, they're not. It's all, it's all baked in. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, and the bar's making plenty of money.
Like, yeah,
so it's packed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Packed. Because they did a St. Patrick's Day thing on Saturday, too, you know, because, you know, Thursday wasn't good enough. You got to do 2 days.
Yeah, of course.
And you're probably a good regular in their mind. They probably, you know, appreciate your business.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Mm-hmm. You never got kicked out of there?
No.
All right.
I mean, I've been pretty wasted, you know, but that's fine. I mean, haven't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're one of the greats. That's, you know, just saying that.
Oh, man.
Do you want to, I have a, what would Applehead do? I have some of these ready to go, and I know these are always good topics of discussion. And you know, who's wait? Did Applehead? Didn't you tell me Nick, our friend Nick, said we should make a like? This could be an actual show. Like, think of it. Like, it could be a television show. Like, you could actually film some of these things. Like, imagine. Like, I'll give you an example. One of the ones we did was. The guy who had to dress as a clown for like a month, you know, you'd have to just go out in public as a clown.
Yeah.
And so I was like, that's funny. Like, imagine, like, this isn't a one-time thing. Like, you follow him for a month as he tries to, as he's a clown, to see, like, what is his life like? Like, he's literally like, yeah, I'm going to be a clown for a month to get a lot of money.
We should call Netflix up.
I think it's a good idea. It's a good show concept, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
his wife and kids are like, "Why are you still dressed like a clown?" It's been 2 weeks.
Well, how like the masturbation moment only lasts like a, you know? It would be a quick
yeah, episode. I mean, obviously some of these would go,
but it would be funny because if they were like little half hour shows, it would lead up to it. You know what I mean? And they'd be like, "No." And like, Applehead with his pants down around his ankles. Don't look.
I just love the fact that
$1 million.
I love the fact that people take it seriously. Talking to our friend Gil Knight, Gil was like, "Yeah, There's no way my parents would sit. I could sit through a porn with them. They would leave. I'm like, yeah, that's the whole point of it. Right. It's like, can you get them to sit through it? Because there's a lot of money.
Popcorn and some apple fritters.
All right, we have. We'll start off with this one. And the rule is, I say it, Matt, you say would Applehead do it, and then Applehead, you comment. For $100,000, you have to tickle your boss for 5 minutes.
For $100,000?
Yeah.
What if your boss fires you?
I mean, it's still, you're walking away with $100,000.
No, he wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't say, okay, all right. I'm not even gonna say anything. I just want to hear his response.
Wait a minute. I actually work for, I work at two different places. So,
all right.
Could I choose
your
boss?
your main, like, not the bartending gig. That I feel like that would be, you could sell that one. I'm talking about your day job, like
behind the bar, chasing her.
Why are you laughing while you're tickling him?
Yeah, come here, don't run away.
Get off of me! Get off of me! You're like running away.
Stop it! Stop it! 4 more minutes. Oh my god, that would be so ridiculous. And were they? Did they know that? Like.
My God, you're always trying to find the angle.
Well, like, there are variables that come into play. You know, do they know that I'm going
to? No, they don't. Like your boss is sitting there saying, "Matt, do you have this report?"
And then my boss would be like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Anybody would be.
That's why there's a risk.
He'd be like, he would think I lost my fucking mind. Be like, what the fuck are you doing? tickle. Come on, yeah, just get with it.
I can see this being like a little sitcom, you know, it just leads up to the moment that he has to do his thing, you know, and him analyzing it and pontificating over it.
Somebody's gonna steal this idea. We need to trademark this.
Yo, I could just, you're sitting there and he's like, "Matt, do you have that report?" And you're like, "Yeah, I do." And by the way, where are you tickling? You have a tickle spot? And he's like, "What?" I'm just curious.
You take your finger and go right under the armpit. That's the most immature way to tickle somebody. Yeah.
Under the armpit.
You're like,
so
you have to let. I'm like, or you can just do like little tickles.
If somebody's tickling you under your armpit, you're just like, "What the fuck?"
I mean,
seriously, I think me and my brother, like when we were kids, he used to do that, and it was the fucking like
the worst.
It's insane.
So you haven't answered. Would you do it?
Would I do it for $100,000? Yeah, I would do it. It would be so ridiculous. It would be like embarrassing. But I'd be like, dude, $100,000.
I had no choice. I had to take
it. But it would be, oh my God, that would be freaking
so
hilarious.
Uncomfortable, right?
It would yeah, he would probably thought I lost my mind.
All right, here you go. Your brother brings home a new girl and he is totally in love with her. And she's great. She's awesome. And, you know, he loves her and she loves him. But you realize that you banged her years ago. Do you tell him?
How much money is it for?
There's no money. This is just a personal
this
call.
This is like a moral.
Yeah, it's a moral. What would Applehead do morally?
Would he tell him? Man, I don't know. It's tough.
It is a tough one. I wrestled with this.
I think he would not. I think he would say, "Hey, I think he would not tell him, but he would say that they date it." That's what I think. So I would say he would.
That's not. I would say no. Yay or no. Yeah.
No.
right. I would say he would tell him.
Okay. How's my dick taste?
No. Wow. That's how he would tell him too, I bet you. Yeah, that's how he would
tell him. What are you talking about? Susie?
Wait, so how he's serious with this girl?
Serious. Yeah, like it's serious.
He's like, this is my girlfriend.
Yeah, like it's not like
he's like, I'm in love. Like,
yeah, I'm in love.
This is it.
She's great, he's great, like they're happy, they really like each other.
And when I met her, was it like a fling, or was it like, did we like date, like how, you know?
Oh my god, it's going to be a fling. It would be more. You hooked up with her. You banged her once. We'll soon do that. You banged her.
That's an immature word too. You banged her.
Sorry, why, you're right.
Yeah.
Why could you like made love to her?
You had coitus.
Much better, much better.
Thank you, Matt.
Had relations. I mean, yeah, you know what? I probably would tell him.
Oh, you would tell him, okay?
Wow. Yeah, you know why? Because
on Applehead,
it would be like. I mean, it would probably be within a context of like, look, just so you don't find out like through secondhand, like it was years ago. He was drunk.
I was drunk.
It was a full moon out.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, probably. Once he found out and, you know, she confessed to him. But then again, you think, hey, if you don't say anything, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
You may never find out.
No harm, no foul. Okay.
Right.
An older, wealthy gay man approaches you about being his permanent escort. You get all the money you want. You can be with any woman you want, but you need to accompany him as his escort. You don't have to have sex with him or anything, but you're his boy. So when he shows up at parties, you're with him.
He rings a bell, and I.
How loaded is he?
He's loaded. I mean, he's Matt. You're all set, like loaded.
Is he? Is he? The ugly.
I didn't really think that much into that aspect of it.
Is he fun to be around?
I mean, he's. You're going to a lot of social events. Just they're gay ones.
Does he play the piano?
Is his name Elton?
Sir?
No. No. Does he play the piano?
Okay. I've been wrong all night, so I'm going to say yes. He would do it.
I'll say no, because the gay stuff freaks him out.
So when you say escort, like, everybody believes that, like, he's paying me to have sex with him.
It's possible they could believe that. Yes, it. You are with him. You don't. You have no sex with him. You don't need to have relationship. None of that. But it is. People could be led to believe that you would be. Mm-hmm.
See, now to me, real quick, before you answer, Applehead. Like, I don't think there'd be anything wrong with having a rich gay friend that gave me a bunch of money, just to let you know, like, I'm going to his parties. Like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm all in for that one. I mean, get all the money I want. I'm like, yeah.
I mean, I don't have to do anything. Yeah. I'm just, you know,
could be my friend. There you go. Yeah, I try to skew it.
No, your perspective is good. I say he doesn't do it though. He won't do it. He doesn't want people to think he's gay. I mean, that's the bottom line.
And I'm like, you know, I'm getting paid.
I mean, you have no financial worry ever. Like, you're all set.
All right, I would do it. Why not? I'm not fucking him.
Yeah, see?
You go to lavish parties.
I know. Sounds pretty fun, actually.
Wow.
I wish I had a friend like that.
All right. Here you go.
Right on one.
All right. You meet the girl of your dreams, and you are set to be married. And this is real. This time it's real. She's the one. The night of your bachelor party, you get a chance for a foursome. You and three incredibly hot women. She will never know, ever. As long as you guys live, it'll never, she'll never know. What do you do?
No. Remember, he turned over a new apple leaf last week. So I think that his morals have come around to his age. So I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say he doesn't.
He doesn't?
I have less faith in him.
Four gorgeous women.
Well, three.
Three gorgeous women?
Yeah, three.
What's women. The difference?
Yeah.
Throw another one in there.
And it's the night before my wedding?
No, it's your bachelor party.
Oh, my bachelor party?
Yep. You're doing coke. You're doing.
Yeah. Yep.
All the girls are ready. And you're like, yep. Hold on, girls. I may have a little bit too much to drink tonight. Let me just drink a little more water.
Stay hydrated,
and
you know?
Then you pass out. Oh.
You never know, huh?
I mean, they're hot. All three of them hot.
Are they hotter than
tough one?
Are they hotter than your wife you're about to marry? Yes. Yeah, they have to be.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Let's see. Most marriages end up in divorce. So oh, this is a tough one. I mean, jeez. You know what? You are getting married, and what's the point? I mean, when you're getting married, you know, you're giving all of that up. God damn it, Huggy. You call right. Some good ones.
These are pretty moral.
Yeah. I had a strong streak.
I mean, if I was at that point, are these girls all like around 23 years in age?
I love it.
Oh my god.
Are they all 23?
Oh,
I mean,
god.
So if they were 24, it's off. Like, is that what you're saying? You wouldn't do it?
No, yeah. That's fine too.
Oh my god.
Yes. Just say yes.
Yes.
Honestly, if I was getting married, in reality, I probably would not. But in fantasy world, let's go, baby.
I mean, you're in this situation, and they're, I mean, it's like it's perfect.
He said no.
I don't believe him. I don't. I think he would do it.
He's not answering.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Well, I remember I went to a friend's bachelor party who will remain unnamed. And he did disappear with one of the girls. And I think some shit went down. And he's divorced these days. So, you know, I think if you're going to do that, you probably should get married. You know, you if you're going to get married, you should have all that out of your system.
He's turning over a new leaf, Huggy.
Wow, I'm just surprised. I'm really surprised. Yeah, I feel like you just don't really want to admit the truth. So you're, and that's fine. That's fine. I just feel like there in this situation, you would be so weak. I mean, come on.
Dude, you know what? I don't think most guys would just be like, fuck it. You know, I only live once.
Yeah, I mean, three women. It's like, that's not happening again.
You said three gorgeous women.
I did.
That were 23 years old.
Yeah.
And they all are on the Sixers dance team.
Yes.
I mean, they're feeding you grapes, whatever you want.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's just, I don't, I mean, I'm not saying yay or nay. I'm just saying it's a great scenario.
Huggy, I'm allergic to grapes.
Figs? Is that better? Fig?
I'm allergic. I have an allergic reaction to grapes, girls. It makes my dick big. It makes my dick swell. Sorry.
My God.
He said,
give me more grapes.
More grapes, please. Can I have the red ones now?
Make some grape juice. I don't care what you got to do.
All right. Well, there you go. Applehead do?
Matt, did you have a bachelor party?
No, not really. No, because I got married down at the beach.
Mm, that's right. You did.
Did we go out to the casino? I don't even remember what we did. We just drank. I think we just drank all night. And I know we were drinking until the sun came up. And we just, it was a bunch of dudes just hanging out. Yeah, it wasn't going on any, strip club or anything like that.
But Huggy's bachelor party was fun.
Yeah.
Actually, Huggy had two bachelor parties.
I did, yeah. I did. I had, the actual real one, and then I had, the work one. And, they were both fun.
Yeah. Work one was especially fun.
Yes, it was.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, Huggy was on his best behavior. Actually, both. And I will say.
No. I wouldn't say that. I would say that I do remember doing some coke in the bathroom. I know it's probably not the thing you want to admit, but I believe it. My real one, yeah, I did, and in fact, I did it off a driver's license.
Nice.
I don't want to say the person who gave it to me, but yeah, somebody did save me a line, and I did it. I did it off their driver's license.
Oh my God. So yeah, you walk in, you're like your buddy's friend. You left your driver's license in. Oh, wait a minute.
let me lick that.
Yeah.
Let me lick that. So I wasn't completely on my best behavior, but yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, you weren't with other women.
No, I did not do that. No, I did not. And it was tempting, but I didn't do it.
And the girls that did show up were very attractive.
Yes, that is correct. They were. They were at that. But I mean, what could I have done anyway? I don't think anything would have happened. I really don't. I don't think.
Yeah,
it was all in fun. I don't think anything would have come of it.
No. And I remember your significant other came because she was on her bachelorette party.
Yes, and then they were drinking, and then they walked towards where we were for hours. Yes, yeah. So that in of itself would have just killed everything.
Yes,
so,
yeah, absolutely.
Now I pose this question: people are under the assumption that when guys go to bachelor parties, that they're just completely wild and out of control. Maybe that's true in some cases. All right, I've been to a couple bachelor parties, and there wasn't anything like out of the ordinary that I would do a normal weekend. But now girls go on bachelorette parties. I feel like sometimes they might be
more out of control. A lot
worse, more out of control than their male counterparts. I'd like to hear some women tell some bachelorette party secrets or skeletons.
I will say I was at a friend of mine's, and his was bad. And he was, at one point, he was on the ground, and there was the girls had a dog collar around his neck, and he had no shirt on, no pants. He was in, I think, just like his boxer shorts, and the one girl was grabbing him by the dick, holding him, and they were just parading him around the room on the dog collar. And I looked at my friend, and I'm like, please just take a note. Like, I don't want this ever. Like, I don't ever want anything like this. Cause he wasn't having fun. He was humiliated.
Where were you guys at? Hole of hands?
Hole of hands. We were in a bar in Philly. We were actually upstairs at, I think it was O'Neill's maybe, but.
I don't think people do that anymore, do they?
It was bad. It was a bad. And then the two girls put on a show. And I mean, they put on a show. And the one girl had a gigantic vibrator. Like this dildo was huge. And she was ramming it in this other girl. Like, just like, it was insane. With like force.
Jesus.
And this, the other girl, you know, climaxes. And, you know, then she takes the vibrator out of that girl. And then she passed the vibrator around for all of us to smell it. Like, that's what happened. And I think I just, you know, I'm like, here you go. Like, I didn't even, I just like, here you go.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not touching it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm cool. I am. I'm cool. I saw it. I don't need to smell it.
Is that how you got your gonorrhea?
He passed the Huggy. And Huggy's like,
yeah. I'm not getting anything. I might be stuffed up. Yeah. Do you have any Sudafed?
Yeah. You're getting the nose drops ready.
The Nelly pot out.
Yeah. Is it my turn yet?
I get a breathe right strip on.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. That was a bad one. That was that was a graphic bachelor party. Oh,
that sounds a good one.
I can't remember too many of them, tell you the truth.
Yeah, really.
I kind of put them out of my mind.
I mean, they tend to be for the guys. The groom, I feel like, is.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
you're
humiliated
right.
To some degree.
Yeah, he's the most. He's the one who's the least invested. All the friends are more into it than him.
Oh,
I remember
God.
Going to a strip club and then get my buddy got tied up to the pole and you know, stuff like that. You know, just get humiliated.
Guys get
exactly. Friend, that's what I'm saying.
My one friend, same thing. I was like, all right, I'll go find a girl. And I looked at this one girl, and I'm like. She was probably the best looking one. And I was like, you know, hey, it's my friend's bachelor party, you know, because they bring him up on stage and blah, blah, blah. And she was like the most mild, like her voice, like, yeah, okay, I can do that for you. Dude, she got on stage. She like transformed into this fucking demoness. She had his belt out and was whipping him. It was fucking like, I was like, holy shit.
Wow.
I just talked to this girl 5 minutes ago when she seemed like she was like quiet as a mouse. And all of a sudden, she's like, fucking whipping the shit out of them.
Turn into a total dominatrix.
Mm. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I was like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think those days are gone, don't you?
Probably, yeah. I feel like especially these younger millennial, they're not doing those types of bachelor parties.
No,
they're not. No, I agree. Yeah, they're not.
Yeah, they're going out for like coffee. They're going out for like coffee.
Yeah, right.
Talking about their problems and their happy and sadness.
Yeah.
The biggest pussy generation.
Yeah, they're getting all their vegan appetizers.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened? We should bring those back. Bring those back.
So true. Very sad. Sad times we live in. Well, there you go, gentlemen.
Hey, I wanted to go over this with you guys real
quick. Oh, please.
That I saw that the global music market was worth $26 billion this year. Or last year, 2021. Or no, what is 2021? No, mm-hmm. 2022. Yeah, so streaming music now is worth $523 million. Paid subscribers. That's how much money they make off of it. Streaming is 65% revenues, CDs, cassettes, 19%, downloads only 4%. Did you ever think, like when we were in radio, that they would have 523 million people like streaming? You know?
Yeah.
Like, you remember how like it changed like on a dime back in 2007, like when
it was very fast when once it hit it was like it was free,
you know. I mean, you could pay, but most of the people were doing it for free. But now it's like with Apple Music and all that, everybody's just paying for it. And I think that's pretty funny how it finally came full circle that these artists finally get, you know, their money from this kind of streaming devices, which makes me happy. I'm glad because they deserve
it. Yeah, but then a lot of these artists are complaining they're not getting enough. The cut is very small.
But small?
You know, yeah. So I know what you're saying. Like, the revenue's there, but...
So someone's making it, but they're not.
Yeah, I feel like the... I don't know. I feel like the art form is getting lost. Like... You know, you definitely have like the ability to hear a lot of music and listen to a lot of music, but I feel like the actual art of music, it's just not the same. I feel like
they just do it just so, okay, how many streamers can you get to listen to this
music? Yeah, totally. Okay. Yeah, I don't think it's just lost. When we were kids, think about how exciting it was. When, you know, the radio was going to play a new song, you know, by like Van Halen or something, you knew it was coming. You're like, oh, my God, get ready.
Yeah.
You're going to try to tape it off the radio. Like, it was, like, so exciting. And then when the album came out and you bought it that day, it was like, wow, it was awesome. There's none of that exists anymore.
Nope. Type it in. Yeah. Whatever you want to hear, whatever album you want to hear, bam, right there.
Yeah.
You're paying for $10 a month anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I just thought that was interesting. I thought.
No, I mean, it is. I mean, it's very interesting. I mean, it shows music can be profitable. It certainly can be.
Only if you own a record label.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, that is really interesting. But it's a shame that I think the art form in of itself has been hurt by it. You know, it's like when you think of these great albums that were made, these really cool records that had like beginnings and middles and ends and, you know, like just had thought behind them. It doesn't matter anymore.
There you go. There's old school Huggy right there.
But it was.
Thanks.
I mean, is it easier to find newer music? You know, you have to spend time as opposed to, you know, going to like a record store. You know, you wander around the record store, you look, you know, you take some chances on some records. I guess it's just easier these days.
I don't know. We were all sitting around listening to music. My buddy was, I don't know why I had on Led Zeppelin. He's like, I play something. People were playing stuff that was old, you know? And it's like, no. And I had to think of something that I liked that was new, you know? And it's just kind of weird. I don't know. I felt very old at that moment. I was like, I feel old. So I had to play something new.
But like, where?
I knew new music.
Like, I'm cool listening to new music, but at the same time, the great bands are untouchable.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
You know, I'm not hearing anything that comes close to a Pink Floyd or a Led Zeppelin. I don't hear anything that even approaches what those people were doing. And, yeah, you can call me old. That's fine. But, like, I just don't hear anything that comes close to what those guys did at their peaks.
Did you ever listen to King Lizard and the Wizard Gizzard?
No, probably not off the top of my head.
No. There you go.
No. I've heard of them.
Yeah, there you go. There's music out there.
Are they good, man? I've heard.
Oh, I listen to some new stuff.
Yeah, pretty good. I like this band called...
Oh, yeah, you texted that.
This band called King Buffalo, I found.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. Bad. Matt, you not like bad. Stoner Rock, you'll like this.
Yeah, okay. I
watched them... Bad. Live, there's like a stoner rock festival every year. I think it's in Europe.
Ooh, I'm listening to stoner rock right now.
It was pretty interesting.
I just listened to one the other day. It was a band called the Cold Stairs. They're pretty good too. They're like stoner rock.
See,
but that was pretty good. You know,
but is it newer?
Yeah, it's 2021.
Okay,
it was basic but good. It was cool. I enjoyed it. And then I heard a metal tune I really liked the other day by this band called Zeal and Ardor. And the song's called Death to the Holy. It was kind of cool. It was different. It was like metal, but and heavy, but like different. Like it was cool. I liked it.
What are they called?
Zeal and Ardor.
Zeal.
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 Zeal. Z-E-A-L. Zeal.
Zeal and Ardor.
A-R-D-O-R. The song that I liked was called Death to the Holy. That was the one to listen to. That's a cool tune.
He's looking Zeal it up right now.
Is playing in Villanova.
Nova? Are they playing in Nova?
Death to the Holy? Nova.
Death to the Holy.
All right, hold on. Let's listen to this.
Oh, my God.
For your information, video signal is live.
I think I may have seen these guys.
Oh, really?
One. Well, like, just, you know, looking through YouTube.
Yes, it's different.
Does it get heavy?
Yeah. It just switches tempos, but it's cool how they did it.
Little Static X feel in there.
I liked that. That was cool.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, I was jamming out to it in car.
Okay, well, there we go. There's yeah. a little music for you. Yeah,
thanks.
No problem. Thank you, Huggy.
Yeah, pleasure.
Well, I'll put this together. It'll be two separate podcasts. One will be the first part.
Pick of the week.
And before Huggy ruined it. And then the second part.
That sounds good.
We should have a pick of the week. That'd be a good idea.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Okay. Till then. I hear you. Until next week.
Okay.
Right?
I
hear you. Okay. See, I played this King Buffalo, but it's like you have to listen to the whole song. It's hard to just get a little. Because it's like, you know, Stoner
No,
Rock,
it was pretty good. I listened to it.
Takes you in different waves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. It's...
Okay. What's the name of the song?
Check them out. The song is Centurion is the one I was going to play. But it's like a long, their songs are what? 7 minutes long.
Yeah, it's long. You know? But I listened to it. I thought it was good.
Because they're stoned. Yeah. And it takes them a long time.
Yeah.
They need time to make their point. Yeah.
Wait, what the hell were we just playing? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you just like you're in the crowd and you're really high and they're just like, nah, 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 you know, and you're like, holy shit, man, these guys are fucking good. That was the first time I saw Queens of the Stone Age at the TLA, and it was around 2000, and me and my friend got really stoned and we were just sitting in the fucking audience. And I just remember thinking, like, holy shit, man.
I really like
these guys are pretty good.
Yeah.
So in other words, Matt, don't trust the stoner band that has short songs.
No. You gotta have long songs.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. You guys aren't really high. Your songs would be like 8 minutes if you were.
Yeah.
That's Stoner Rock. That's Stoner Rock.
Frauds. All right.
Okay, guys.
Until next week.
Huggy. Okay.
Yeah.
Matt, are you going to be out watching? Are you going to be watching a Nova game tomorrow?
I'm going to watch a Nova game tomorrow.
Are you going to go out to a bar?
Nova.
I don't know. I've been trying to do pretty good, you know, Monday through Thursday and not drink until Friday.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Pretty good. Real good.
Good.
I feel boring though. You know, I don't feel as exciting when I do not out drinking, but it's fine.
Well,
sometimes you gotta keep a little healthy, you know?
We're proud of you.
Yeah, whatever.
You're setting a good example for somebody.
For somebody, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Go Nova.
All right, go Nova.
Okay.
Go Nova.
All right. Later.
I hear it.